This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have internet links to African language Bibles at our Facebook page. Again, that address is facebook.com/gospel2africa. By now, most of you know of Jesus as being the Savior of the world, the Savior, that is, of all who believe in Him, as the Scriptures tell us. But some of you may not be aware that Jesus is the Savior because He is divine. That is, because Jesus is God. If Jesus were not sinless, He would not qualify as our sacrifice for sin and as our Redeemer. The Bible tells us that God created the world, but the Bible further informs us that Jesus is also Creator of everything. Psalm 24:1 further explains that God owns everything when it says, "The earth belongs to the Lord, and so does everything in it. The world belongs to Him, and so do all those who live in it. He set it firmly on the oceans. He made it secure on the waters." Genesis 1:1 says that God created the heavens and the earth. Then Colossians 1:16 gives the added detail that God created all things through Jesus Christ. The plain teaching of Scripture, therefore, is that Jesus is the Creator of the universe. Here is Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Christ Himself is the Creator who made everything in heaven and earth, the things we can see and the things we cannot. The spirit world, with its kings and kingdoms, its rulers and authorities, all were made by Christ for His own use and glory. He was before all things began, and it is His power that holds everything together. The mystery of the triune God is difficult to understand, yet it is one of the doctrines revealed in Scripture. In the Bible, both God the Father and Jesus are called Shepherd, Judge, and Savior. Both are called the Pierced One. This is found in the Old Testament book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 10. "Then I will pour out the spirit of grace and prayer on all the people of Jerusalem. They will look on Him they pierced, and mourn for Him as for an only son, and grieve bitterly for Him as for an oldest child who died." Christ is the exact representation of God the Father, having the same nature, Hebrews 1:3. There is some sense in which everything the Father does, the Spirit and the Son also do, and vice versa. They always are in perfect agreement at every moment, and all three equal only one God. Deuteronomy 6:4 says, "Israel, listen to me, the Lord is our God, the Lord is the one and only God." Knowing that Christ is God and has all the attributes of God aids our understanding of Jesus as the Creator. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1. There are three important things in this passage about Jesus and the Father. First, Jesus was in the beginning. He was present at creation. Jesus had existed eternally with God. Jesus is distinct from the Father. He was with God. Jesus is the same as God in nature. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2 says, "In these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe." Christ is the agent of God's creation. The world was created through him. The Father and the Son had two distinct functions in creation, yet worked together to bring about the cosmos, the world. John says, "All things were made through Jesus, and without Jesus was not anything made that was made." That's John 1:3. The Apostle Paul reiterates, "There is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live." 1 Corinthians 8:6. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, was also an agent in creation. See Genesis 1:2. Since the Hebrew word for spirit is often translated as wind or breath, we can see the activity of all three persons of the Trinity in one verse. "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth." That's Psalm 33:6. After a thorough study of Scripture, we can conclude that God the Father is the Creator, Psalm 102:25, and He created through Jesus, God the Son. That's Hebrews 1:2. So then what does it mean that Jesus is the firstborn over creation? Well, in a letter to the church at Colossae, known as Colossians, the Apostle Paul gave an intriguing description of Jesus. In it, he explained the relationship of Christ to God the Father and to creation. Some have claimed that the description Paul gave of Christ as the firstborn of creation means that Jesus was created, not eternal, not God. Well, such a doctrine, however, conflicts with the rest of the entire Bible. Christ could not be both creator and created. 1 John 1 clearly names him as creator. Let us take a careful look at the passage where Jesus is called the firstborn. That's Colossians 1:15 through 21. "And he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself might come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven." Christ's relationship to his Father begins with the phrase, "the image of the invisible God." The word "image" means copy or likeness, expresses the deity of Christ. This word involves more than a resemblance, more than a representation. He is God. Although he took on human form, he has the exact nature of his Father, Hebrews 1:3. The Word of John 1:1 is a divine person, not a philosophical abstraction. In the incarnation, the invisible God became visible in Christ. Deity was clothed with humanity, Matthew 17:2. God is in Christ, visible, audible, approachable, knowable, and available. All that God is, Christ is. The description "firstborn of all creation" speaks of Christ's pre-existence. He is not a creature, but the eternal creator, John 1:10. God created the world through Christ and redeemed the world through Christ, Hebrews 1:2-4. Note that Jesus is called the firstborn, not the first created. The word firstborn, the Greek word prototokos, signifies priority. In the culture of the ancient Near East, the firstborn was not necessarily the oldest child. Firstborn referred not to birth order, but to rank. The firstborn possessed the inheritance and leadership. Therefore, the phrase expresses the sovereignty of Christ over creation. After resurrecting Jesus from the dead, God gave him authority over the earth. Matthew 28:18 tells us this. He told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and earth." Jesus created the world, saved the world, and rules the world. He is the self-existent, acknowledged head of creation. Finally, the phrase recognizes him as the Messiah. "I will make him Christ, my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth." Psalm 89:27. 6 times the Lord Jesus is declared to be the firstborn of God. Passages such as Romans 8, Colossians 1, Hebrews 1, Hebrews 12, and Revelation 1. These passages declare the preexistence, the sovereignty, and the redemption that Christ offers. Thus, the phrase firstborn of all creation proclaims Christ's preeminence. As the eternal Son of God, he created the universe. He is the ruler of creation. At the start of the program today, I said that Jesus is both creator and savior. But is he your savior? Only as you place your faith in Jesus as your Lord, your Master, your Redeemer, and sacrifice for your sins, only then can Jesus be your savior. Make that decision today to trust in Jesus. Repent of your sins. Start walking in a new way toward God. I am going to pray for each of you. Right now, I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs, and we also have links to African Language Bibles on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I leave you today with this text from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night, and evening passed and morning came, marking the first day.